What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is a user request video. So somebody requested this video, and this video is actually a very good topic because I was planning on doing it anyways, and I get paid for it. So winner, chicken dinner. So today's his video request is, am I worried that MGTOW TV will ruin my chances as a politician, especially when I use the word nigger all day, every day, and twice on Sunday? So the answer to that is hail to the no. You see, guys, one of the things I took notice of is that there's a lot of white people out there who think like I do. They just don't want to publicly come out and say it. So when somebody like me, who looks ethnically ambiguous, comes along and says it, they like my comments. For example, okay, a couple of days ago, I was going through Mamdani's feed. For those of you who don't know, Zohran Mamdani is a tranny, faggot, Zionist, Muslim. His mom is a major Hollywood producer. His father is a tenured communist professor. Yet the guy will claim he's the best Muslim since the Prophet Muhammad, and he's gonna win New York. A lot of genetically inferior people think that Mamdani is one of us. He's a person of color, he's Muslim, so he's gonna be the total and complete opposite of the establishment. But the reality of the matter is, he's gonna bring in communism, he's gonna bring in bread lines, he's gonna raise prices. Mamdani will destroy New York City. He'll turn it into Gotham City with poverty and crime. And he'll get away with it because he'll say, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault, you know, because he's not giving me federal money because I'm a brown Muslim. But the reality of the matter, guys, is Mamdani is one of them. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You don't make it big on social media unless the Jews bless you. If you guys are following me on Twitter and Instagram, Amr for Congress, I'm not going anywhere, guys. Like, my social media, I barely get a few watches on my social media. Why? Because they, the CIA, the Jews, they know who Amr Mitwali is. So I'm not going to go anywhere. In fact, I'm thinking of, this is my mom's car. She gave it to me after the accident. It's a BMW 535i. It looks really nice. It's black. So I'm thinking, like, doing a wrap around this car and drive around District 6, which is the Palm Coast, and drive around. You know how I'm doing DoorDash right now? I'm actually in Virginia, Washington, D.C. is like that way. By the way, guys, I pass by the White House almost on a daily basis, you know, because I do DoorDash. In fact, I did DoorDash until 6 in the morning, and I just woke up like an hour ago. Like, I woke up at like fucking 3 o'clock, man. 4 o'clock, actually. But yeah, you can make $150 to $200 a day here in D.C. doing DoorDash, and I'll make a video about that later on. But as you guys know, like, my main goal is to get my CDL. The next 2 months is, I'm gonna try to get my CDL. I'm going to see if my restaurant in Colombia is beginning to take off. The point of having my restaurant in Colombia, guys, now, I'm not a restauranter. You see, in order for you to be a politician, you either need fuck you money to begin with, or you need to suck Zionist cock, okay? You can't be a politician and do 9 to 5, okay? If you're doing 9 to 5, you don't have the time, the energy to be a politician, okay? So again, you either need to have your own FU money, or you need to suck Zionist cock. Those are the only ways, only two ways you as a politician can ever make it. Now, obviously, I'm not sucking Zionist cock, so I gotta make it on my own. This is why I'm out here in Virginia, working 15, 16 hours a day, every day, all day, doing DoorDash, get my CDL. If my restaurant in Colombia, like, takes off really, really well, then I'll be able to focus more on the politician part. Now, Florida sucks. Now, granted, winter is finally coming, so I can actually go back to Florida. But when you're making $150+ a day here in the DC area, going back to Florida and hoping you can recreate that back there is like, why? You already have something good here. Why you want to go back there? Now, unfortunately, because of the government shutdown, that $150 a day does not come easy. This is why I work until 6 in the morning, you know. So, I'll be making a video about how to make money here in DC as a DoorDash driver. I mean, obviously, this video is not about, you know, making money with DoorDash. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that, again, can't stress this enough. For you to become a politician, you either need your own fuck you money or you need to suck Zionist cock. Now, am I worried that MGTOW TV will ruin my chances? Again, no. In fact, MGTOW TV will raise my chances of becoming a politician. Why? Because there's a lot of fakers out there. There's a lot of people out there who are like, oh, I care about the Palestinians. It's like, my nigger, you don't give a fuck about short, brown, and fugly people in fucking halfway around the world, my nigger. Stop acting. So a lot of people out there, they're actors, they're hypocrites. And people don't like that. You want something that's real. And let's keep it 100. I am real, okay? So when I went into that Mamdani comment section where he was telling New Yorkers, I'm going to give you free healthcare, I'm going to give you a free bus, I'm going to give you free child care, you know, some black bitch was like, shit, I'm going to vote for Mamdani because he's going to give me free housing. And I replied to her and I said, of course you will. You're a low IQ ninja. I don't blame you. You don't have what it takes to be successful, you know? And, of course, she blocked me. Can't blame her, you know? She's a low IQ. What's she gonna do? Reply with a competent statement? No. But all the white people, I mean, even though this was like several days ago, to this very day, I'm still getting white people who like my comment when I called her a low IQ ninja, who is not worthy of being in a civilized society. So yeah, this just goes to show you guys that nigger this, nigger that. You know what? I'm actually gonna double, triple, and quadruple down on the word nigger. In fact, nigger doesn't necessarily mean black people. For example, look at Coach Bitchpill. He's the whitest dude I've ever seen, and yet he's the biggest nigger on the face of the planet. So nigger does not equal white black people. It simply equals inferior people, you know. If you, that's what the word nigger initially meant. It meant inferior person. It meant a subhuman type of person. Doesn't mean necessarily black. Okay, yes, it comes from the word negro, but which means black. But nigger doesn't. But nigger as a term does not necessarily mean inferior black person. It simply means that you are a inferior person regardless of your race. So things are gonna get worse, guys. They're not gonna get any better. Things will, as things get worse and worse and worse, people are gonna yearn for someone like me. And I'm gonna tell you why. When I was driving a cab back in LA 15 years ago, this was before DoorDash and before fucking Uber, before all that bullshit. So when I was driving DoorDash back then, I drove the night shift, and I would get a lot of people who'd call me up to pick them up from the bar, and I'm like, my nigger, you have fucking 5 taxis out here. Why the fuck you want me to drive all the way here, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour, you wait for me so I can give you a ride home like fucking 5 minutes away, when you have all these taxi cab drivers, you know, like lined up outside, you know? And they tell me, you know, you're a Muslim, you don't drink alcohol. I don't want somebody like me driving me home. I want somebody who's the total and complete opposite of me. And this is what everybody watching this video needs to understand, right? Before Scamarona, if he said MGTOW, people would look at you like you're mentally ill, like you're crazy, like there's something wrong with you. But here's the thing. Islam tells us when everybody goes out into the ocean and it's rocking and rolling and storms and shit like that, everybody becomes a Muslim. But the minute they make it back on land, they're like, Allahu now. So what happens is that as people, see, the average person, you see, the average person, how do I say it? The average person just can't think on a deeper level, okay? And because the average person cannot think on a deeper level, God has to kind of herald them like fucking cattle into a situation where they are forced to think on a deeper level. It's really not a deeper level. It's just that, you know, God is bringing you down so low that, you see, the human brain is a lot like, how do I say this? You know what I'm looking at, guys? I'm looking at all these seagulls over there. Look at all these seagulls. I think some homeless person is like feeding them or something. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Look at all that. You got fucking seagulls. You know, the Potomac River is like fucking right over there somewhere. So you have a homeless person who I think is feeding the seagulls. And now the crows are jumping in and, crazy homeless person. You know what? There's a lot of crazy homeless people out here. It's like my, you know, damn, he really is feeding those damn fucking birds. Yesterday, guys, my car temperature was like 38 degrees, you know. It was 38 degrees at night. It's not, October is not even over yet. And it's fucking 38 degrees here in, Alexandria. Again, DC is like a couple miles that way. I don't know how the hell these people can survive like that. You know, if you're gonna be fucking homeless, you know, go be homeless in fucking Florida, man. At least at night, it's not gonna be anywhere near this bad. But anyways, let's get back to the point of this video, which is the average person out there, guys, they're not gonna realize what's going on until they are forced by God to be in a situation where their brain is, where their brain is forced that you might die. So you need to take immediate drastic actions, okay? So what you guys need to understand when it comes to MGTOW, as things get worse and worse and worse, a lot of people are gonna come to MGTOW, not because they like us, but simply because we're your only option. So in a way, guys, you came to me. That's the way I see it. So if I put myself out there and I'm nigger this, nigger that, you know, talking shit how people are genetically inferior and shit like that, and the average person is retarded and they need to be heralded like fucking cattle and shit like that, if you still support me after all that, you came to me. I have total and complete superiority over. In fact, God tells us on Judgment Day, a lot of people are gonna come crawling on their faces, okay? They're gonna crawl on their cheeks, okay? For those of you who don't know, that means you're gonna bend over and you're gonna crawl and you're gonna crawl on your face hoping that God takes pity on your ass, okay? This is the way I see it. If anybody comes over to the MGTOW party, you're not coming to us because we're awesome sauce, even though we really are, but you're too stupid to know that. You're coming to us because we're the last option. We're the last hope you have because everybody else is a fucking liar. For example, you know, the only person in District 6 who might actually be considered competition is a guy by the name of Aaron Baker. Randy Fine is not gonna win in 2026. That Zionist piece of shit, they can literally run a monkey against Randy Fine and that monkey will win. That's just how bad. And the thing about Randy Fine, you know, he's a hardcore Zionist and everything. At least he keeps it 100, you know. At least you know where he stands when it comes to Palestinians. At least you know where he stands when it comes to Jewish supremacy. You know, yes, he's evil. Yes, he's vile. But he keeps it 100. Not a lot of politicians do that, okay? So from my perspective, me and Randy are both equal. Now, granted, I'm not morbidly obese or ultra low IQ like he is, but at the end of the day, he's Ashkenazi, I'm part Ashkenazi. So at the end of the day, we're like equals, but he worships Satan, I worship the God of Abraham. So at that point, you know, whoever the God of Abraham, the real God, prefers to win, will win in 2026. Now, the only other person who wants to primary Randy Fine is a guy by the name of Aaron Baker. And Eric Baker, I refer to him as weak sauce. He's pretty much, in fact, he himself said, I want to be the Marjorie Taylor of District 6. Now, for those of you who don't know, Large Marge, she's that Hulk Hogan-looking girl from Georgia. Like TFM said, she's in it for the lulz, okay? She just says, you know, God, country, shit like that. But the reality of the matter is, Large Marge made tens of millions of dollars ever since she was in Congress, you know? So she's your typical politician. She tells you what you want to hear, secretly gives everything to the Jews, and she makes money through insider information. And a lot of you guys out there need to understand this really good. A lot of people are like, oh, we're not going to vote for politicians who are supported by AIPAC. First of all, do you think that AIPAC is the only game in town? They can go under a different name. For example, Ergon. Okay, Ergon was a 1940s terrorist organization. The British deemed them a terrorist organization. They were named Ergon. Guess what Ergon did? They rebranded as Mossad, and the rest is history, okay? So if you guys really think that AIPAC is the only Zionist organization giving people money, I have a bridge for you in Key West I'd like to sell to you, okay? Now, the other way politicians make money is through insider trading, okay, guys? Again, Ilhan Omar, before she went into Congress, she was in debt. Now she has like 30-some million dollars. How did you think this low IQ, genetically inferior Zoomali, notice I said Zoomali, not Somali, because these people deserve, need to be in a zoo, you know, that's how inferior they are, you know, they're pretty much animals that can walk and talk, really, if you think about it, the Zoomalis. So how the hell did this genetically inferior Somali make 30 plus million dollars? Of course, illegal trade and corruption, of course, you know, that's how these politicians make their money, you know. So if you guys think the Zionists are only AIPAC or nothing, I don't know what to tell you at this point, you know. So Aaron Baker, he wants to be the Marjorie Taylor of District 6. Tells his people sweet nothings, gives everything to the Jews on his palladium platter, and enriches his pockets, okay? I, on the other hand, I don't do that because A, I'm trying to set up my business in Colombia where I can be financially well off, so I don't have to fucking do illegal trading and shit like that. Secondly, when it comes to the Zionists, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, Zionists are modern day Canaanites. They need to be exterminated, you know, man, woman, child, infant. If they want to leave Zionism and become decent human beings, hey, more power to them. But if they continue being Zionist, murdering, killing, raping, spreading facade, spreading corruption, well, we have no choice but to exterminate you at that point. So that's going to be a you problem, okay? So, and another thing you guys got to keep in mind, this is the most important thing, okay? As one person in Congress, okay, a lot of people don't know how the U.S. government works, okay? You have 435 Congress people. You have 100 senators, and then you have the freaking president, okay? So you have 536 people who run this country, okay? 536 people. Now, of course, every state has its own senators and its own Congress people in their own state, and they got their own local county commissioners and city council members and shit like that. Yes, of course. But the federal government, you only have 536 people who run this country, guys, okay? So if I become a politician, if I get into Congress out of 435 people, I ain't gonna do shit. But here's the deal. If a MGTOW wins in 2026, this will open the floodgate for MGTOW to take over the country in 2028. You guys need to understand this really good. Zionists did not expect MGTOW to make it this far. Let me say that one more time. The Jews did not expect MGTOW to make it this far, okay? They're deathly afraid of us. Why do you think they're trying to take down MGTOW TV? Why do you think that we can't advertise MGTOW on Google? Why do you think that my MGTOW TV, MGTOW party is not going anywhere on social media? Yeah, they're deathly afraid of us because we're not controlled opposition and we're not low IQ idiots who can be taken advantage of. So at the end of the day, guys, understand this really good. MGTOW is divine. MGTOW is in Surat Al-Kahf, okay? The first 10 verses of Surat Al-Kahf. By the way, if you guys memorize the first 10 verses of Surat Al-Kahf, you will be protected against the antics of the Dajjal. And by the way, guys, the Dajjal is Donald J. Trump. And for those of you guys who don't know, Dajjal in Arabic means deceiver, great deceiver, which is exactly what Donald J. Trump is. The birds are no longer there, guys. You guys can't see it because all the cars, once they start moving, you can see it. Like the homeless guy who was there, I think somebody told him to either knock it off or go or get the fuck out of there. But yeah, guys, like fucking 10 minutes ago, you guys seen it 10 minutes ago? All this was fucking seagulls and crows. Now there's not a single bird, there's not a single crow, there's not a single seagull. Why? Because that crazy homeless person who was feeding them, either he left or somebody told him, hey man, knock that nigger shit out, dude. But yeah, dudes, yeah. Can you imagine that, man? All these birds in one place. See, that's another thing you gotta think about, man. People are bird brains, you know. You gotta emotionally rally all these people up, you know. You gotta manipulate people. You gotta emotionally rally them up. Again, at the end of the day, guys, people are animals, you know. Even God in the Quran says people are like animals. They gotta be herded, you know. You gotta herd people, dudes. So, at the end of the day, we're gonna see what's happening, okay, guys? So, you guys out there gotta understand this really good. I know a lot of people think that MGTOWs are a bunch of ancient niggers who talk shit about bitches while making delivery, between making Pizza Hut deliveries or some shit like that. You guys gotta understand, if I win District 6, this will open the floodgates. Like, I mean, think about it, dudes. Think about it, okay? I'm out here in DC. I drive DoorDash 15 hours a day. I sleep in a freaking Walmart parking lot, okay? I'm like one step above that homeless person over there that we saw a couple minutes ago. By the way, he's not there anymore. So somebody told him to knock it off or get the fuck on out of here. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys, imagine this, dudes. Imagine you're like half a notch above a freaking homeless person, okay? You're working 15, 16 hours a day doing DoorDash. I'm actually working a little bit more than that simply because the federal shutdown has a negative effect on people, because again, the federal government has been shut down for over 3 weeks now, and people don't have and people are holding their money back, so they're not ordering DoorDash like they used to, you know. So that's why I'm working an extra 2-3 hours a night, you know. Usually I'd go home at like 2 in the morning, but now I'm going home at 6 in the morning, because again, you know, yes, I'm making the same amount of money, $150 to $200, but you gotta spend more hours because less people are ordering, less people are putting good tips, because the federal government is shut down. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys is that imagine you go from like being homeless, delivering fucking food, and then all of a sudden you're in the White House, and now you're gonna be in charge of the motherfucking government, you know. Talk about going from here all the way up to here, you know, like whoop, 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 whoop. You know, there's no middle, you know, just you're at the bottom of the bottom, and then you're at top of the government, you know. So, and again, God works in mysterious ways. So this is what a lot of you guys have to understand. And a lot of people out there, they look at MGTOW, they're like, yeah, no, there's no way we can make it. We're at the bottom of the bottom, dude. There is no way we can make it. I mean, look at the Houthis, dudes. Like, the Houthis literally had American aircraft carriers run out of the Red Sea. Look at the Taliban, dude. The Taliban literally had American planes take off with people falling off of those planes because they wanted to get the hell out of Afghanistan, you know. Fucking Taliban, fucking Houthis, they're at the bottom of the bottom. They're like fucking cavemen, and they made the US government run away in shame and disgrace, you know. So yeah, the MGTOW can do that. We can go from being the bottom of the bottom to fucking running this motherfucking country, and that's what I plan on doing. So, and this, coincidentally, guys, this is why I'm really not that active on making videos on MGTOW TV, because again, 15 plus hours a day drive. I mean, literally, guys, let me tell you how it works, okay? I wake up in the morning, I go to McDonald's, I buy a coffee for $1, I use their bathroom, and by that time I get a DoorDash order, my first DoorDash order of the day, and I just keep on working until about 3 o'clock, get some Japanese food, which I really like, by the way. Then take about a 2 to 3 hour break because I want to avoid the traffic, especially on the weekdays. And then I work from like 7-8 at night until 3-4 in the morning, you know. So that's pretty much all I am doing. And it's almost November now. It's like October, what, 25, I think. So I'm in a perfect world, guys. In a perfect world, my restaurant will take off because I'm doing, I'm trying to get my CDL so I can make that FU money to get my restaurant going. If my restaurant is gonna take off right now, guys, my restaurant is, thanks to you guys, my restaurant is actually doing well. It's paying for itself, but it's not making FU money by any stretch of the imagination, you know. We are now making chicken wings. We hired more people. We got more marketing materials. So, so fortunately, we have everything we need to be successful. It's just that the area we're in, Mixi Mall, is not that popular. So we kind of have to overcompensate by doing a lot of advertisement and see what happens. That's why I want to become a truck driver, so I can open branch number 2 in a fuck you area. I've said this before, I'm gonna say it again. I'd much rather have mediocre food in a fuck you area than have fuck you food in a mediocre area. So unless my restaurant takes off, my game plan would be get a CDL by the end of this year, wrap the car. And that's another conundrum, you know. How am I gonna be a politician and drive my car around Palm Coast, which is Daytona, Volusia County, when I'm fucking driving truck, you know? How am I gonna be able to do that, you know? But it is what it is. I can actually make I'm making well over $4,000 with DoorDash, but I have to pay my own gas, you know? If you become a truck driver and you make $4,000 a month, you're not paying for your gas. Food is heavily discounted, I think, and you get to keep more money in your pocket. So again, if my restaurant takes off, that would be the absolute best. But in short of that, either I'm gonna get my CDL, or I might rent or buy a beater car and just drive it into the ground doing DoorDash with it. So we'll see what happens in the next 2 months. But yeah, point of this video, guys, is that I want people to watch my MGTOW TV. I want them to see me saying nigger this, nigger that, all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. Because at this point, guys, at this point, there's no need to have a filter. There's no need to sugarcoat stuff. Just become raw and uncut. That's what you gotta do, guys. Become raw and uncut. If people wanna follow you, great. If they don't, hey, keep it moving, okay, guys? Because unlike other politicians, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a traitor. I'm not gonna tell you sweet nonsense. I'm gonna tell you straight up what I'm gonna do. Straight up, what I wanna do is I want to take away women's rights, and I want to get rid of the Jews, and then eliminate the welfare state. Because like TFM said, when you eliminate the welfare state, a lot of people are gonna go home. You know, the minute they can't get welfare anymore, they're gonna go home, okay? And those people who are gonna riot, shit like that, shoot them in the motherfucking face, you know? So that's what I wanna do, guys. So everybody knows that what I stand for: get rid of the Jews, take away women's right, and eliminate the welfare state. Those are the three things I stand for. Because once you do those three things, everything will settle itself out. Number four, we got to strengthen our immigration. Guys, you're better off letting white people into the country than letting low IQ Muslims into the country, okay? If I become president, or if I, you know, that, by the way, guys, I'm born to American parents, so yeah, I can run for president, guys. So if I ever become president, get rid of as many Muslims as you can, you know. I'm not gonna say Muslims are bad people, it's just that they're low IQ and they turn everything into a third world shithole, because again, that's what their IQ is good for. I made this example a billion times, you know. If you have a 50cc scooter and somebody has a 600cc scooter, yeah, both of you can go at like 20-25 miles an hour, but that 50cc scooter is not gonna go 60-70 miles an hour, you know. It's the same thing with the Muslims. Yes, you can live in a country like, even a country like Egypt fucking sucks, you know. And if you look at their oil-rich Arab countries, white people are pretty much the managers, while fucking Asians, Southeast Asians, are slaves working there. The Arabs, they just have the money. So yeah, in a way, guys, for the most part, Muslims really are not compatible with Western civilization. Not because, you know, they're evil or mean or anything like that. It's just because they're just too damn low IQ to understand what's going on, you know. So if I become president, we have to curtail Muslim immigration into this country, simply because these people really are not compatible with Western civilization, simply because they are too damn low IQ. And again, guys, the only way you can get rid of genetically inferior people is either you do what the Spanish did through the Inquisition, where you just kill them all, or you take away the welfare state, which is a civil thing. Be like, hey guys, you're gonna take away the welfare state, no more STEMI chicks, no more free shit, and if they're smart enough, they will leave on their own. Like TFM said, you know, in one of those countries, I think it was Norway, when Syria fell and became a Zionist vassal state, one of those Scandinavian countries said to the Syrians, "All right, no more welfare," and the Syrians left. So once you tell the Muslim immigrants into America, "Hey guys, no more welfare," a lot of them are gonna leave, guys. And another thing before I end this video, like the Walmart I go to, which is right behind me, it's here in South Arlington. It's all fucking Muslims. It's all fucking Muslim people. Why? Because these are Muslim people who are brought in by the US government. They're subsidized by the American taxpayer, and they can work at Walmart for like $11 an hour, you know? So the US government is actually bringing in a lot of genetically inferior people who will work for $10-$11 an hour, but you, the American taxpayer, is subsidizing them, which is not right. So this is what I'm saying, guys. If I become president, get rid of the Jews, take away women's rights, eliminate the welfare state, and curtail immigration. We just can't have genetically inferior people coming into this country. It's not fair for us. It's not fair for them either. And a lot of people ask, I understand it's not fair for us as high IQ people to be dealing with these Zoomalis, you know, shitting on the ground. How is this not fair for them? And it's not fair for them because they have that inferiority complex when they're here, you know. They're short, they're brown, they're ugly. They look around them, they see all these, you know, high IQ, beautiful people. And this deep, deep, deep down hurts them. They really are a hurted people. So they're better off being back in Africa or Pakistan, where everybody is short, brown, ugly, low IQ. And that way they fit in and they don't have an inferiority complex. Because again, a lot of these genetically inferior people, when they come here to America, they can't compete intellectually. They can't compete looks-wise. And that just destroys them on the inside, you know? So that's how it's unfair for them. It's like, how do I say it? I'm gonna use sports because as a Jew, I suck at sports. But then again, like Aaron Cleary said, did sports ball ever do anything positive for humanity, you know? Like, for example, man, it's getting a little bit dark and this video is going a little bit longer than I anticipated. But hopefully the guy who sponsored this video gets his money's worth from this video. So, you know, when I was playing basketball back in fucking, I don't know, fifth grade, I was what, 11 years old? Like fucking 35 years ago, something like that? I don't know. And it would have been unfair. You know, I always wanted to play, but I was a bench warmer. And I remember this one time, our star center, he couldn't make it because he was on a field trip and the bus was running late. So they put me in. And honestly, it was unfair for me to be playing in that game because I was wheezing. I was trying my best, but the more I try, the more I fail. You know, I was running around like an idiot. I was running out of breath. I was tripping all over myself. So it wasn't fair for me to be playing in a basketball game. It was much better for me to be a freaking bench warmer. That's how it is with genetically inferior people who come here to America, because they can't compete with people who are better than them. And that's not fair for them. I would much rather be a bench warmer than running around the stage or the basketball court, tripping over myself, having people dribble around me, you know, shit like that. So anyway, guys, so yeah, that's pretty much the video I had for you. So long story short, I'm not afraid that MGTOW TV will ruin my political career. If anything, it will help it, because guys, I am the only American politician in the history of America who actually has a repertoire, who actually has a video record of thousands and thousands of hours going back 6 motherfucking years ago, okay? Name any politician, you know, all these politician wannabes out there, they all put this crafted image out there for you. Let me know what you thought 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 years ago, okay? None of them have that. The only thing they have is when they want to get into politics and when they are into politics. We don't know what these people thought before they got into the political realm. With me? Yeah. You know what I've been thinking for the past 6 fucking years. And it's the same thing today as it was exactly 6 motherfucking years ago. So at the end of the day, guys, you guys need to understand. And I'm going to finish this video with this, okay? I am the total and complete opposite of Mamdani. The Jews want Mamdani to win because he's going to destroy New York. Mamdani will bring in communism. Mamdani will make Muslims look like shit. Guys, every knife attack, every rape, every death, every murder, anything and everything that goes wrong in New York City, the Zionists are gonna say it's because he's Muslim. And God forbid, if a terrorist attack happens in New York, and I'm almost sure a terrorist attack will happen in New York, they're gonna blame that one on the Muslims. You see, Muslims are not high IQ enough. See, we Jews are high IQ, Muslims are low IQ. This is why God in the Quran still says, فَضَلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, I have preferred you over the rest of mankind. He's still talking about us Israelites, okay? The Arabs have no superiority, okay? In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, there's no difference between an Arab and a black man. And we all know just how bad black people have it. So imagine the Prophet Muhammad telling his own kind, you guys are no better than black people, you know? It's like, woo, 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 you know? So, Muslims, they can't tell that the Jews are a trillion light years ahead of them, and they're digging this big, big hole for them. And quite frankly, guys, I think Muslims, for their own good, need to be genocided. Like, what's happening in Palestine, guys? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. What's happening in Palestine is punishment, but yet at the same time, it is a relief, you know? Inna ma'al usra yusra. With punishment, with severity, there is mercy in there. So the vast majority of Muslims on this planet, if they were genocided, that would actually be better for them, because the chances of them going to heaven for becoming martyrs is far greater than them continuing living their sad and pathetic and miserable life. Because who's the biggest consumer of porn? Muslim people are, right? And a lot of Muslims out there are doing haram in every way possible. It's like they took the Quran, they did, and they said, I'm gonna do the complete and opposite of what Allah and Muhammad told me to do. And of course, you do that, you're gonna go to the hellfire. And this is why the Ummah of Muhammad is a laughing stock and punching bag of earth, of mankind, because these people, again, deep down, Muslims hate Allah, Muslims hate Muhammad, and this is why bad things are happening to the Muslims. If Muslims are genocided, then they might die a martyr's death, and, you know, chances of them going to heaven in that case would be a lot better than them dying on their current trajectory of, I hate Allah, I hate Muhammad, but I'm gonna come out here and say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, when I'm just a fucking hypocrite, traitor, and virtual signaler. So, yeah, end of the day, guys, I want every motherfucker who wants to vote for me to watch my MGTOW TV videos. MGTOW TV is what's gonna make me win, not lose. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!